Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you, people of God.
The recording has started.
We're grateful again, yet again, that the Lord has brought us into this place at this time. Amen. God bless you tonight. God bless each and every one of you. Amen. We pray that. Listen, today was Pentecost. Today was Pentecost. Amen. Glory be to God. Today was Pentecost. Amen. And I tell you, glory to God, we had a time in the Lord. Amen. Glory be to God. We had an awesome time in the Lord. The Lord did visit us. Amen, Jesus. And I tell you, it was beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Amen, Jesus. And I think I'm going to just switch, amen, the platform on tonight. Glory to God. And listen, because today was Pentecost, I know that there was a great outpouring all over. Glory to God. I think we'll just have, amen, testimony and share out. Amen. Testimony and sharing out the Lord did today in the service of the Lord. Amen. Glory be to God. We're just going to have testimony and share out on tonight. Glory to God, because we know God did some great and mighty things, amen, in the midst of us, and we're so grateful. We want to hear what the Lord said. We want to hear what the Lord did, amen. Glory to God, and it's a beautiful thing that Pentecost continues, amen. The Lord continues to pour out his spirit upon all flesh, amen. He continues to fill, amen, and refill and revive and restore. Glory to God. He continues, he continues, he continues. And we're so grateful, amen, that it didn't just stop with that day. Amen. Glory be to God. On that day, we're so grateful, amen, that it didn't just stop on that day. Amen. But Pentecost continues. Glory to God. And he's yet filling his people. He's yet filling the hearts of the people with love, yet filling the hearts of the people with understanding. Glory be to God that they can understand. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God, what great sacrifice was made for them. Amen. And that we serve a true and a living God. Amen. So we're so grateful tonight. We're so grateful tonight for each and every one, for you coming in tonight. Glory to God. Come on in, come on in, come on in. Listen, if you're listening by Facebook or by radio, we want you to call in tonight. We really want you to call in tonight and tell us how your Pentecost service was. Amen. We really want you to call in. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. And just let us know. Just share. Amen, what the Lord did on today. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. So we want you to come on in. Amen, come on in. We want you to share, amen, what the Lord did for us. Amen, for you. Glory to God, each and every one of you on tonight. Amen. So come on in, come on in, come on in. People of God, God bless you tonight. Come on in. Glory to God. And amen, Jesus, while we're continuing to get our controls set up, amen, Jesus, glory be to God, we're going to ask, amen, Evangelist Gail, amen, Jesus, one of our prayer warriors, if she would, amen, just come out, amen, come on the platform and just invite you in, glory to God, and just do a amen intro, however the Lord would lead on tonight. Glory be to God, if you will, if you will, if you will, on tonight.
All participants are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
Amen,
amen.
Praise the Lord, everyone, everybody. Welcome back for PNN, where the Lord is constantly doing things. Amen. Like she said, we hope you had a beautiful Sunday and church service today. I own Sunday school and church service all day today. I thank the Lord for another day, another day's journey. How about you? Sometimes we can go to church and we feel like, oh, Lord, I just can't hardly make it. But when you can go and get that refilling, oh, you can run on and see what the end going to be. So we thank the Lord tonight for everybody coming back and joining us again on this open heaven. And we just thank you all, whether you're coming by way of Facebook, Blog Talk Radio, or you just dial into the service. Don't touch that dial. Stay right where it is. Stay right where you are on the PNN Network. Like she said, today is Pentecost. Today is Pentecost. The service, how did it fall on you today? We had a great time in God today. We hope and trusting that you all had the very same thing. It fell on, at our church. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Did he show out? Yes, he did. I really thank the Lord for everything that he did. And he visited us. We thank him for his spirit hovering in that place, touching hearts that we didn't even know. Sometimes unaware of the things that God is doing, but he did it today. He like how the things say he did it again. He did it again. He did it again. He did it again. So get your mind on whatever you have for the Lord to do, I promise you. Get your mind on it. Look for it. Hey, get your feelers out there. Get your expectations out. If you didn't get it in your service, you'll get it here on the PNN. He's just that kind of God. You can pray for one thing, and I promise you God will manifest 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, others. He'll answer some other prayers he'll give you gifts that you didn't even ask for. Hallelujah. He's just that kind of God. You can trust him. There's no better place to be than the PNN. Don't touch that dial. Stay right where you are. Prayer News Network, where God allows things to happen every night. We're here, we are a network of people across the globe from nation to nation. We thank you for coming back to be with us tonight. And we thank the Lord for our covering. We're not out here alone. As Minister Bradley says every night, that she thanked God for Apostle D.D. Taylor, that gave her the blessing for the PNN with the inspiration of the ministry, a vision of PNN. Amen. We thank God for our leaders, thanking God for the late Apostle S.D. James, Apostle Samuel D. Huggins James, Dr. K.A. Tina, and the founding mother, Mother Carrie James, Apostle D.D. Taylor Sr., our Jura District Prelate. We are thanking him for all. We are thanking him for all our advisors for their place and their positions in this network. We thank God for our faithful workers, the Kingdom of God, the prayer warriors, hallelujah, the scripture readers, our songbirds, each and every one of you that make up this great big family. And we thank you, oh God. We thanking God right now. However you are connecting with us tonight, whether it's by Blog Talk Radio, Facebook, podcast, you, however you dialed in, you're tapped into the right place at the right time. We welcome you. We are now connected to 59 countries. We're the church without any walls under this big open heaven. Our goal is to continue to deliver the word of God by any means necessary. By any means necessary. It's all about you, you, and you. We're here at PNN. We're grateful for you. We're not here every night for entertainment, but we're here for deliverance, peace, strength. We're up here to uplift the name of Jesus, to correct us in our walk with him. If this is your first time here at PNN, at our PNN network, we want to let you know that our broadcast is recorded. In the service, we will give you numbers so that you can get a copy of the message. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And in everything that is done on the PNN Network, we just can't go before God any kind of way, any kind of way, any kind of way. So with that being said, we ask, oh God, that you put your hands out, oh God, that you bring your minds in, oh God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As we thank God for tonight, oh God, as we ask him to bless our line, bless our gathering tonight here at the PNN Network, in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, we just thank you for tonight. Hallelujah. 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 God, we lift your name up. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Father. Glory to your name, Father. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to your name, God. We lift your name up, God, tonight, oh God, tonight, tonight, as we worship you in spirit and in truth, oh God. Touch every line, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Touch our minds, oh God, that we may, hallelujah, that we'll give the reverence that's due to you, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Touch every heart, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, touch it, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Where there's hurt, oh God, we thank you, oh God, for you soothing that pain. You're being that salve, oh God, in Gilead, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for deliverance, oh God. Hallelujah, for delivering us from us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, we just thank you, oh God, there's a hurt in the land, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for your healing virtue going through the land, oh God, from coast to coast, nation to nation tonight, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Touch every ear, oh God, that they may hear you, oh God, in sovereignty, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We stretch out, oh God, and give you the right away, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Go in every home, oh God, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Go in every home, oh God, tonight, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Bring peace, bring comfort to them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, where the war is going on the outside, God, there's a war going on in the inside, oh God. Be that calming vessel, calm the vessels down in the name of Jesus. Oh, the houses, oh God, that you have, oh God, in our hearts, the place that we have hid in our heart and in our hearts, oh God, for you, oh God. Hallelujah. In these vessels, oh God, these earthling vessels, oh God, we ask, oh God, that you touch us, oh God. Calm us down, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, that we won't miss a beat. We don't miss that dot, oh God. We won't miss that cross that's going over that T, oh God. Help us to see, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Spiritual things, oh God, as well so as natural, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, lead us and guide us in all truth and righteousness. Oh God, help us to put our plates out, oh God, before you, oh God. Help us to kneel before you tonight, oh God. Wash our hands, oh God. Wash our eyes, oh God. Wash our ears, oh God, that we may hear and receive, oh God, of you tonight, oh God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Put us back on the wheel. Put us back on the wheel again. It's not too late, oh God. You can use anybody, anybody, anybody. It's not too late, oh God. Touch these earthen vessels, oh God, that they be fit for the King, oh God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. Dress us the way you want us to be dressed, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, help us to walk upright before you. In the name of Jesus, we pray, oh God. Help us, oh God. If you don't help us, who will? And God, we'll be so ever thankful. Thankful, oh God, to give your name the praise, the honor, and the glory for all things done in your son's name, Jesus. Amen and amen and amen and amen. Oh God, we thank you tonight. We thank you tonight. We love you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to your name. Glory to your name, Father. Oh God, we thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. God, we lift the name up tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, oh God. Ooh, glory to your name, Father. Reign in this place, oh God. Reign, 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 and only how you know how to reign. Oh God, we receive it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen and amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to your name, Father.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, God. Yes, God. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Glory to your name,
glory to God. Glory to God.
Thank
you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. We pray. Praise him. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory
hallelujah.
To God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Amen. We thank God tonight. Amen. We thank God for that prayer on tonight. Amen. God bless you. God bless you tonight. Amen, Jesus. We just glorify the Lord. Amen.
Yes.
We just glorify the Lord on tonight. Amen. Yes. Just glorify him. Amen.
Yes.
For all he's done. He's done great things.
Yes.
He's done
yes.
great things. He's done great things. And
yes.
we're so grateful for it on tonight. Amen. We're so grateful. Amen, Jesus, for all that the Lord has done, all that he's doing. Glory be to God. I'm telling you, people of God, he's doing some awesome things. Listen, you can't let it slip. Amen. You cannot afford to miss what God is doing in this time and in this hour. Amen. You can't afford to miss it, people of God. You can't afford to miss it. Amen. And we thank God for this Pentecost night. Amen, Jesus. We thank him for what he's done today. We're going to hear from you on tonight what the Lord did in your several services on today. Amen. And we are coming tonight. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. Amen. We're just coming here tonight. Amen, Jesus. Because, listen, people of God, if your service was like my service, I'm telling you, glory to God, we just went all in. So we're taking a light night tonight. Amen. But we just want to hear what the Lord did in your services on today. Amen. I'm going to read a scripture tonight. Amen. Coming from Isaiah 12. Glory be to God. Isaiah chapter 12 on tonight. And the scripture reads, starting at verse 1, "And in that day thou shalt say, O Lord, I will praise thee. Though thou wast angry with me, thine anger is turned away, and thou comforted me. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid. For the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also is become my salvation. Therefore, joy shall ye draw water out of the wells of salvation." Verse number 4, "And in that day, glory be to God, shall ye say, praise the Lord, call upon his name, declare his doings among the people, make mention that his name is exalted." And read that verse again. "And in that day shall ye say, praise the Lord, call upon his name, declare his doings among the people, make mention that his name is exalted. Sing unto the Lord, for he has done excellent things. This is known in all the earth." Verse 6, "Cry out and shout, thou inhabitant of Zion, for great is the Holy One of Israel in the midst of thee." Glory be to God. "Cry out and shout, thou inhabitant of Zion, for great is the Holy One of Israel in the midst of thee." Amen. Glory be to God. I've read for you, amen, Isaiah chapter 12, verses 1 through 6 from the King James Version. Amen. May God add a blessing, amen, Jesus, to the hearers, the reader, the doers of his most precious word. Amen. Glory be to God. And I tell you again, people of God, amen, according to verse number 4, glory to God again. "And in that day shall ye say, praise the Lord." Amen. Glory to God. "Praise the Lord. Call upon his name." Hallelujah. "Declare his doing among the people. Make mention that his name is exalted. Amen. And that's what we're going to do tonight. Amen. Jesus, glory be to God. We're going to declare, we're going to declare his doing among the people. We just want to tell of the goodness. Amen. We want to hear what the Lord has done in your several services. Amen, Jesus. We just want to hear. We just want you to share. Amen. We just want you to share. Glory be to God. At least there have been someone, glory to God, that was not able to attend their services on today. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. But we pray that if you were not physically able to attend, glory to God, that perhaps you were virtually able to attend. Amen, Jesus. Well, listen, people of God, tonight, amen, we just want to share, glory to God, the goodness of the Lord and what God did in your service. Amen. Perhaps there's someone tonight, glory to God, that's waiting on the residue. Hallelujah. Someone tonight that is yet waiting for God to move. Amen. And your testimony, your sharing on tonight, glory to God, can be such a blessing to someone. Amen. So we don't want you to hold back tonight. Listen, people of God. Amen, Jesus. We're not going to pry you tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Because we know that we've all been, amen, in the service. Amen. Service of the Lord on tonight. But we want you tonight to share. Glory to God. Just share. Tell of the goodness. Amen, Jesus, of what happened. Amen. Of how God moved or what God said in your several places of worship on tonight. Amen. So it's open platform night. Glory to God. Open platform. Glory to God. If you want to share, just press *6 form. Amen. Glory to God. I know God moved. I know he moved. Amen. Glory to God. So we're ready. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. Just press *6 and come on over. Amen. And declare his doings among the people. Amen. God bless you. Come on over. Amen. *6 tonight. Amen. *6 and come on over to the platform. Amen. Glory to God. Who will be? Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Who's going to share on tonight? Amen. What the Lord has done. Glory be to God. Amen. Jesus, who will share on tonight? Glory to God. Amen. Jesus, I believe Evangelist Gail had started sharing with us. Amen. Glory to God. Right before the prayer, Evangelist Gail, did you want to finish sharing on tonight? Glory to God.
Praise the Lord. I give honor to God tonight for everything that he's done, even from Sunday school all the way throughout our church services. Well, in Sunday school, we were talking about Moses and the decisions that Moses had to make. And we started out with our grits and our eggs. That's how he started serving us the breakfast this morning on the exit side. We talked about his decisions. Then they said, he asked the question about, have we ever had to make some difficult decisions in our lives? And then after we listed the decisions that we had made, then he said, what process do we typically go through when making a difficult decision, a tough decision? What do we do? And then, you know, different ones talked about it, and then I said, most of the time when you're faced with a difficult decision, and you mostly, it feels like you're in it alone, and you have to go back and talk to the maker, the one who designed you, the one who programmed you, the one who chose you. You have to ask God, what am I doing? What am I doing? What are you doing? What am I supposed to be doing at this time in my life? What do you want me to do? What do you want me to do? Where am I in making my decision? I don't want to make the wrong decision, but I want to make the right decision. So, God, what do you want me to do concerning this thing, this place that I am? When your back is against the wall, sometimes we have to go back and we have to ask God, what do you want me to do? Then we went on to church,
and service was out at 11. I mean, it was a beautiful. It was beautiful. It was beautiful. Beautiful Sunday school. Then we went on to church, and it was a continuation of last Sunday, because the minister said last Sunday, he said the seed. He talked about the seed of Christ. And how he came out of Psalms 22:30-31, and he was saying about the seed of Christ. Everybody knows it's the seed that God plants. Everybody knows who they are and where they are in their shortcomings. He don't have to address it. Everybody knows where they are in God. Everybody knows you can't point a finger at anybody, but we have to be careful how we treat one another. Ministry in the seed of Christ, the seed of Christ, that he has given everyone, that seed, his seed. We have to be careful how we treat the seed. How will we allow it to grow? Are we going to kick it out? Then the minister came back this Sunday and he said that we have to be careful how we treat the ones, the people that God sends us. And that's the same thing that they said in Sunday school. And the minister that brought the word, wasn't he? I don't think he was in Sunday school. But that's what he said. We have to be careful. We have to be careful how we handle the people that God is giving us, how we treat them, what we say to them, how let the true love of Christ, how we treat one another, let the love of God show forth that we can really draw people and keep them there. Then Elder preached today, and he said he came out of Hebrews 10 and 19, and then he went into Mark 11, 22-23, speak to the mountain. And when they open the doors of the church, we have two people, two women, that another lady that does a group home just like I do. And these young men, have three of them, have been coming to church and watching her. She does praise and worship and all the whole nine yards. The doors of the church, those three men, well, some of them, they're men, they're 50-some years old, they stood up and they gave their life to Christ today. What a Pentecost.
Praise God.
What a Pentecost.
Praise God.
What a Pentecost. Three men gave, to me. I told her, I cried. I'm saying, look at God. See, that's what they've been saying. Be careful with the seed, the seed, his seed, be careful with it. So be careful. So this is what I want to tell you. I would not have thought that they were listening, but they sit on the front row and they sit and they sit and they sit. And you don't know, you don't know how much that the people that are around you are taking in. And he said, giving unto Christ, who's the head of my life, he said, I don't have a mother. My mother's gone. My dad's gone. But she did take me to church. But he thanked God. He told me, I thank God for Mother Mary and how she's bringing me to church. And he said, and I want to be a member because I love this church. I love the music. I love what God is doing in this place. I love how the people treat me and greet me every Sunday morning. Hello. Hissy. So I'm saying tonight, God is really showing. It was a good high. We had a high time in God. And to cap it off, that's how he caps it off with the three young men. So Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. I just thank the Lord for that. Amen.
Blessed and amen. What a move of God on tonight. Amen. So strategic, so divine, so divinely in order. Amen. God has all things already worked out. And I bless God because he knows how to get his point across. He knows how to reiterate it. He knows how to repeat it. He knows how to, amen, Jesus, he knows how to set us up, Lord God, to enable us to hear his voice, that we won't miss him. Amen. And he does these things so that we won't miss him. Amen. And I'm telling you, that gives you to know just how close he really is to us. Listen, the scripture says, in him we live and move and have our being. In him we live and move and have our being. Amen, Jesus, Lord God. So we're in him. He's all around us. Amen. He's over us, under us. Amen, Jesus. We're all in all. Glory be to God. But we give God thanks and praise. Amen, for what he did there. Amen. Glory to God in your services. It's beautiful. And I'm telling you, then the Lord comes and cap it off. Amen. Those souls, glory be to God. Amen. Jesus gave their lives to the Lord. Amen. And came on in. And I'm telling you, that's a blessing. That's a blessing. That is a blessing. That's a blessing. And we thank God for it on tonight. Glory to God. We thank God for his move by his spirit on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. Anyone else tonight? Anyone else tonight? Amen. Come on, somebody, and share, glory to God, what, amen, your experience was today. Amen. In your place of worship. Come on and share. Amen. We're just sharing tonight. Glory be to God. We know everybody had, amen, such a divine visitation tonight. And we're just here sharing what the Lord has done. Amen. That perhaps someone can come to the residue. Glory be to God. Amen. Jesus, and yet be ushered in. Glory to God. Anyone tonight, anyone and anyone else tonight, glory to God, you want to share what the Lord has done. Anyone else on tonight, glory to God. Well, I know there's someone else. Amen. I know you went to the house of worship tonight. Listen.
Amen.
Glory to God. Just press star two. Just press star six. Just press star six. And come on over. Just press star six and come on over and share, amen, what the Lord has done. Just press star six and share. Glory be to God. Perhaps he moved, amen, Jesus, in the praise service. Glory be to God. However he moved, amen, we just want you to share tonight. Anyone else? Glory to God. Anyone else? Amen. Next, we're just going to say next. Amen, because we know that there's someone else. Amen.
Yes.
Next. Amen. Glory be to God. Next. Glory to God. Amen, Jesus. Amen. Well, while you're thinking about it, amen, Jesus, glory to God, I just want to share, amen, what happened in our service tonight. Amen. I would love to share, amen, just giving honor and praise unto our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ on tonight. Amen. Just truly thanking him. Glory be to God. Amen. For each and everyone. Thanking him for just being God all by himself. Amen. Because I tell you, people of God, God is not dead. He's yet alive.
Yeah.
Amen. And we bless the Lord. We give him thanks. We give him praise on tonight. And amen, Jesus. I tell you, there's just such great anticipation, glory be to God, for Pentecost, even in our day. Amen. We know that they were there in the upper room and they were waiting. Amen. And I tell you, with that self same anticipation in our several services, glory to God, there's an anticipation, amen, that we're waiting for him. And I tell you, the Lord showed up. The Lord showed up on today. Amen. And I give God thanks and I give God praise, amen, Jesus, for when I, amen, got to the house of the Lord, amen, from my travels, amen, came in, glory be to God, unfortunately a little late, amen, Jesus, a little hindered, amen, but when I got there, amen, Jesus, let me tell you something, people of God, Let me tell you something. The fire was already moving. Let me back it up. Amen. Glory be to God, because I actually attended my pastor's church there in Albany at the Temple of Refuge. Amen, Jesus. And five Fridays now, they've had a Pentecostal experience messenger. Amen. Someone has spoken every Friday night. Amen. There has been a different speaker. Amen, Jesus, that has poured out what God had given to them. Glory be to God. And I'm telling you, it has been great. Amen. So this Friday night, amen, Jesus, glory be to God. My pastor spoke. I wasn't able to be there. Amen. Again, traveling, amen, with my job. Amen. But just kind of tapped in a little bit to hear. But again, it's been every Friday night. Amen. They've been talking about the anticipation of Pentecost. They've been talking about, amen, Jesus, the purification. Amen. Glory be to God. The sanctification. They're talking about, amen, the realness of God. Amen. Talking about, amen, holiness and what holiness is and what God requires. Amen. Mm-hmm. This has been, amen, sequential, amen, for the past five Friday nights. Glory to God. So here it is Sunday. Glory to God. I get the service on Sunday. People of God, in the praise service, amen, in the praise service, when I stepped into the house, glory to God, the Lord was already moving. My God. When I stepped into the house, people of God, the altar was already full. Glory to God. Not a preach word. Amen, Jesus. And it was full. Glory to God. Amen. With young, Lord, every age possible. Amen, Jesus. All of the young children were there on the altar. Amen. Right up age. Amen, Jesus. Even some, glory be to God, grown up adults were there as well. But the altar was already full, and I'm telling you, it was a beautiful thing. It was a beautiful thing, and people began to cry out, amen. This is in the praise service, I tell you. But listen, the people were ready. The people were ready. They were ready for a move of God. They were ready for a refilling. They were ready. They were waiting, glory to God. And anticipation was great, glory to God. And I tell you, as the service, amen, began to go forth, glory to God, amen, Jesus, we couldn't move. We had to stay right there. We had to stay right there because those precious souls were there on the altar crying out to the Lord. And I'm telling you, it was something to behold, people of God. Listen, it was the old time way. I'm telling you, there was purging, amen, there was weeping, glory to God. I'm talking about people crying. Yeah, they both see aha. Gloria Masa. Glory to God. I'm telling you, people crying out unto the Lord with their whole heart. Glory to God. Crying out unto the Lord. Amen, Jesus. And I'm telling you, it was beautiful. And we stayed right there. The service didn't move. Glory to God. We stayed right there. Amen. With those precious souls. Glory to God. Until, amen, Jesus. Glory to God. The Lord said otherwise. Amen. Glory to God. So we move forward. Oh, God, I tell you, it was something. So after the praise service, we proceeded. Amen. Glory be to God. We proceeded. Glory to God. Amen. With other order of the service. And then, people of God, amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Minister Daryl Taylor, amen, Jesus, this is Bishop's son, glory to God, he began to get up, amen, and do an exhortation. He began to get up and give an exhortation. And let me tell you something, people of God, there was no altar call made. Hey, Master, glory to God, the people were ready. Glory to God. He got up to give an exhortation. When he got up to give that exhortation, glory to God, he began to talk about the second wave. the second wave of the Holy Ghost. My God. He began to talk about the second wave. Glory be to God. And if you wanted this here today, the Holy Ghost is here for you today. People of God, and let me tell you something. Amen. Glory to God. Others begin to come to the altar. They begin to run to the altar. My God, I'm telling you, glory be to God. Young, amen, and old, they begin to run to that altar. Glory be to God, and they begin, and listen, and it was just, ho, ho, ho. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you what you don't see a whole lot no more. Let me tell you something. I saw, amen, young people run to the altar, and they just dropped on their knees in humble submission unto the Lord. They just dropped as if the life was out of them. Oh, my God. Listen, people of God, you don't see that often. Glory be to God. But it was so beautiful how they just humble before the Lord. Amen, Jesus. And then they, amen, listen, begin to call on the name of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
All the circles were there, and they begin to call on the name of the Lord. Amen. They begin to call on the name, call on Jesus. Glory to God. The way I got it. Amen. Glory be to God. And I'm sure, amen, several of you as well. Amen. But I'm telling you, they begin to call on Jesus. Glory to God. Out of their soul. I'm talking about out of the, hey. Glory to God. They begin to call on him out of their soul. Glory to God. Amen. And it's different. Amen. When somebody really want him, when somebody really want him, glory to God, you don't have to encourage them to call. Amen, Jesus. They're calling. They're making the connection themselves. Amen. Glory be to God. And I tell you, these people call, they call, they call. Amen. They call on the name of the Lord. Some of them, glory to God, as I understand, had already received the Holy Ghost. Amen, Jesus. But as the scripture declares, amen, Jesus, that you shall receive the Holy Ghost. Amen, Jesus. And that was fire. Amen. And this, amen, Jesus, was, amen, Jesus, some of the ones that had already received the Holy Ghost, they were now coming to be filled, glory to God, with the fire. Glory to God. Not just the Holy Ghost. It's the Holy Ghost and that with fire. Amen. Glory to God. Because some people stop at the Holy Ghost. Amen, Jesus. But the scripture declares and with fire. Amen. Glory be to God. And I'm telling you, they were coming. Glory to God. These people came. Glory to God. Came to the altar. Amen, Jesus. And it was just so beautiful. It was so beautiful. And I, if I'm not mistaken, if I'm not mistaken, amen, Jesus, there were eyes that received the Holy Ghost. Hey, glory to God. I believe there were five today that received the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And with fire on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. And I tell you, it was beautiful. It was beautiful. It was beautiful. Amen. And I think, amen, during the course, if I'm not mistaken, glory be to God, there were a total of 11, I think there were a total of 11 that received the Holy Ghost, amen, during this Pentecostal experience. Amen. Glory to God. I tell you, people of God, it was beautiful. It was beautiful. Amen, Jesus. I was just so grateful. I was so grateful to have been there. Amen, Jesus. And I know that God, amen, he's not finished yet. He's yet moving by his spirit. He's yet moving by his spirit. He is yet moving by his spirit. Amen. And I'm so grateful for all that the Lord has done. Glory to God. Truly, he's done a great work today. Glory to God. And it was just, amen, grateful to be in the right place at the right time. Grateful for those souls. Amen, Jesus. Grateful for the work. Amen, that the Lord, amen, is about to lay to their hands. Grateful for how he's about to manifest himself in his people. Amen. Glory to God. For, amen, I'm telling you, this Joshua generation, glory be to God. They're moving. They're moving. They're moving quickly. Amen. And we are so grateful, amen, for the young people, amen, and the older alike, amen, Jesus, because now is the time for us to get in a hurry, people of God. Now is the time. Listen, there is so much that's happening in the earth today. Glory be to God. You cannot be second-guessing yourself. You can't be second-guessing God. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. You got to move, and you got to move forward. Amen. Glory to God. God has placed so much within us. Amen. Glory to God. There's so much greatness within us. There's so much vision within us, glory to God, amen, Jesus, and we've been delaying too long, way, way, way too long. Now is the time to get busy doing God's business, amen, glory be to God. And I tell you, a lot of times, amen, Jesus, it's because of the lack of the fire of God, amen, that there's a lack thereof that causes us to be lackadaisical and not moving and becoming complacent, amen. Just because, you know, just a little here, a little there, amen, Jesus. No. Glory to God. Listen, I don't know anybody, amen, Jesus, that can come in contact with fire and not move, amen. Glory be to God. So I'm grateful tonight for the fire, grateful for the Holy Ghost and the fire, amen, Jesus, that fuels our desire to please him, fuels our desire, amen, Jesus, to do what's right and righteous, glory to God, that fuels our desire, glory to God, to cause us to stand in a holy place, amen, glory be to God. And I tell you, in all of this darkness that's going on in the earth right now, God is looking for light. He's looking for light. He's looking for his ministering spirits, amen, glory to God, that are flames of fire, glory to God, which came through, amen, Jesus, the exhortation on today. We are his ministering spirits, glory to God, flames of fire that he has set in the earth, amen, glory to God. He set us in the earth. He has strategically set us in the earth for purpose. He has set us in the earth for purpose, glory be to God. So let us burn. Let the Holy Ghost burn. Let him do what he will in your life. Amen. Delay no longer. Amen. Let's get busy and moving for the master. Amen. So I'm, again, grateful for all that the Lord has done. Glory to God. Grateful for this Pentecost. Grateful for this divine visitation. Grateful, grateful, grateful. My heart is made so glad for the yokes that were broken, amen, glory be to God. And this is what, amen, Jesus, my pastor, amen, begin to talk about, that yoke-breaking anointing, amen, that how Christ, amen, and the anointing, amen, that came in this Pentecost was to break yokes. And what do yokes do? Amen, they hold us fast. They hold us still. They slow us down. Glory to God. But we thank God for the yoke-breaking anointing. Oh, my God, my God. Listen, people of God, the yoke is broken. Amen, as declared by the man of God. The yoke is broken. Amen, Jesus. Now we can move forward. Amen, and truly do God's business. Amen. So I'm grateful tonight. Amen. Grateful for the word. Glory be to God. Listen, I'm not going to even get into the word. Amen, Jesus, because I'm telling you, that's a whole another testimony right there. Amen, Jesus. But we thank God tonight, amen, for the Holy Ghost and what he did. Thank you for the Pentecostal Holy Ghost reign. Amen. Right where we were. That was going on. Amen. Over there in Albany, Georgia. Amen. Glory be to God. God bless you. God bless you. Amen. And now the lines are yet open. Amen. Glory to God. We are ready for our next testimony. Glory to God. Just press star 6. Just press star 6 and come on over and declare his doing. Declare what the Lord has done on tonight. Amen. Just press star 6. Star 6. Amen. Star 6. Star 6. Six on tonight. Amen. We're just sharing for those that are just coming in. We're just sharing. amen, the Pentecostal experience and telling what the Lord did in our services on today. Amen. We want to hear, amen, glory to God, wherever you are, glory to God. We know, amen, that the Lord fell, amen, Jesus, in Georgia. Glory be to God, amen. But we want to hear, amen, about what he did in your respective areas. Amen. We just sharing testimonies about the Pentecostal experience. Glory to God. Anyone else tonight want to share, glory to God, what the Lord did on today in your service, whether in person or virtual? Amen. Anyone else? Just press star 6 and come on over. No one else? No one else had a move of God today? Oh, you just being shy. No need to be shy now. No need to be shy. Glory be to God. No need, no need, no need. Glory be to God. Amen. God is, listen, we're so far beyond that now. People of God, listen, we stepping up in kingdom. Amen. We're not hiding behind pews no more. Amen. We're not hiding behind the person sitting in front of us no more. Glory be to God. But we are stepping up. Amen. Taking our rightful places. Amen. As soldiers in the kingdom of the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. So on tonight, amen. Glory to God. Anyone else? Amen. Want to share tonight, glory to God, what the Lord has done in your services. Amen. Anyone else on tonight want to share what happened in your service on tonight? Glory to God. Surely the Lord has done something tonight. Glory to God. Surely the Lord has moved in a mighty way on tonight. Glory to God. Surely the Lord has moved in some way on tonight in your prospective services. Amen. Glory to God. We just want to give him praise. We just want to give him the honor. Amen. That is due unto him. Anyone else tonight want to share? Glory to God. Anyone else to share? Glory to God. Share what God did in your service today. Amen. Or share your personal Pentecostal experience. Glory to God. You can do so. Amen. Just press star 6. Just press star 6 and come on over to the broadcast side on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. Anyone else tonight? We are waiting. Amen, Jesus. We are waiting for you. We are waiting for you. We're waiting for your testimony on tonight. Glory be to God. We are waiting for your testimony on tonight. Glory to God. Anyone else? Glory to God. Anyone else want to share? Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. Amen. Maybe, I don't know. Amen, Jesus. Perhaps, I don't know, Sister Robin, if we can get a solo. Amen. While they're thinking, amen, Jesus, glory to God. And if you could just make preparation, amen, Jesus, while they're thinking, amen, because I know that the Lord has moved, amen, in the house, amen, in the service of the Lord on today. Surely the Lord has moved. Amen. Glory be to God. Glory to God. Amen. You have the platform, sis. God bless you.
With thy hands lifted up, and I'm all filled with praise. With the heart of thanksgiving, I will bless. Bendición, Lord. I will bless thee, O Lord. I will bless thee, O Lord, with the heart of thanksgiving. I will bless thee, O Lord. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. It must not suffer long. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. It must not suffer long.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen, Jesus. God bless you. God bless you, Sister Robin. God bless you tonight. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. Listen, listen, people of God. Amen, Jesus. We just want to bless him tonight. Amen. We just want to bless him and amen, Jesus. Share of the goodness of the Lord. Amen, Jesus. Just share in the goodness of the Lord. Amen. Share the goodness of the Lord and what he has already done. Amen. Glory be to God. Anyone else tonight? Anyone else tonight want to share? Glory to God. Anyone else want to share what God has done? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Surely he has done us well. Amen. And we're so grateful. Again, we're so grateful. Anyone else tonight? Amen. We don't want to miss anyone. We don't want to miss anyone. Glory to God. Amen. Perhaps the Lord is tugging on your heart. Amen. To go ahead and testify. Amen. Of his goodness. Amen. Is that you? Glory to God. Amen. If that's you, amen, come on and press *6 and come on over to the broadcast side. Amen. And tell of the goodness of the Lord. Amen. If it's you, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
I want to
praise
him.
Praise
the Lord. Okay.
Hello?
I thank you. Praise the Lord for.
Hey, we have three on the line right now. Just hold on. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. I believe I heard Sister Fan and I heard Sister Kathy. Amen. And glory to God. Looks like, amen, Sister Edora. Amen. So in that order, Sister Fan, amen, Sister Kathy Brown, and then Sister Edora. Amen. So y'all just hold it right there on the line. Amen, Jesus, and just come in that order. God bless you. God bless you. Sister Fan.
Thanks, she was there.
Sister Kathy.
Praise the Lord.
Sister Kathy.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, go ahead, precious.
Praise the Lord. I thank you, praise the Lord, for being here tonight. I thank and praise the Lord for he is the head of my life. I thank and praise the Lord for waking me up today. I thank and praise the Lord for how far he brought me of today. And I know I couldn't have came this far without him being the head of my life, because I know I can't do anything without him leading and guiding me. I didn't go to my church today, but thank and praise the Lord I went to fellowship with another place today, and
the Lord moved there too. I just thank and praise the Lord how he can just, regardless of where it's at, whether it's in Albany, in Alabama, in Georgia, wherever, you know, you go, mm-hmm. you know, the Lord just moves regardless of, at the same time, regardless of where we see. And I thank and praise the Lord for it. I like to say that I thank and praise the Lord for how my granddaughter, I had been praying for, I pray for my children, I pray for my grandchildren, I pray for my siblings, I pray for PNN, I pray for, I just pray. But I thank and praise the Lord that my granddaughter had asked me, she had been talking to me about some things that she was going through, and I was sharing that how she needed to put the Lord in her life so that he can move for her, and how the stuff that she go through, if she was to surrender and give her life to the Lord, then she would see a more move of the Lord in her life, that's what she was missing, regardless of what she was searching for out there, what she was looking for, that if she was to give the Lord some of her time, that he would move in her life, and that's what she was missing in her life. And if she was to do that, then he would step in and whatever she's searching for the Lord, if she give the Lord her life first, then all the other stuff would come after, you know. And she called me back, and she asked me, she said, Granny, she said, I want to go to church. And she said, but I want you to go with me. And I said, okay, then. I said, well, we'll go to church Sunday then. So I went to church with her. And she was, when we got there, she was sitting over there, and she was listening at the word of the Lord. And I was praising the Lord. I was praying for her at the same time. And I looked over at her. I kept casting my eyes over at her, you know. And after a while, I saw her lay her head on the steering wheel, because it was outside service. And I saw her lay her head on the steering wheel. I said, Lord, have mercy. I thank you, Jesus. Next thing I know, I heard her praising the Lord. I heard her asking the Lord to step in and tell her. I heard her asking the Lord to change her life. I heard her asking the Lord to take some habits away from her. I just thank and praise the Lord for how she was reaching out and how she let that steering wheel be the altar for her. And I thank and praise the Lord for it. I thank and praise the Lord for how his move was today in her life, not just in her life, in my life too, because it just let me more know even more that my praying is not in vain, because I was able to pastor the Lord with my granddaughter, and she reached out. It wasn't just for nothing. She reached out, and I truly believe the Lord touched her heart, because she just shed tears and she was crying out to the Lord. Even though we was in the car, you know, I was sitting there beside, and I was just praying and crying out, asking the Lord just to continue to move for her. And I just thank and praise the Lord how he touched her. I just ask each and every one that know the way of the prayer, continue to pray for me, that I continue to be the light shine in my life, that she can see it, and maybe she can come on and do what she needs to do, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Amen. Yes, yes. Listen, he's omnipresent. Glory be to God. He's right where, listen, right, he's omnipresent. Glory to God, right where, amen, we are. He knows how to meet us right where we are. Amen, Jesus. And I just thank God tonight again, yes, for what he did for her, glory to God, and how she made that steering wheel her altar. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I thank God. I thank God. Amen. Amen, Jesus, because when a spirit, the Lord knows how to meet us at our point of need. No matter where we are, no matter where we find ourselves, amen. But we thank God tonight, amen, Jesus, for what he has done for your granddaughter, amen, and what he's, amen, Jesus, yet doing in your family. Glory to God and all of the family, amen, that's all over the world. Amen. We just give God thanks. We give God praise for it on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Glory to God. We want to ask, amen, I believe, Sister Watson. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. You're holding on the platform. God bless you.
Yes, praise the Lord. I thank the Lord for this platform. I thank the Lord for being here another day. I don't know if this is the proper platform, but I wanted to testify. I have been doing a reexamination, in my mind. I asked the Lord to transform my mind. I've been reexamining myself, and I also asked him that anything that's not of him, I don't want it in me. So therefore, my mind sometimes, I get angry kind of quick, and I have been praying about that. And the other day I was praying, and like God spoke to my spirit and said to seek peace before you speak. So that's what I've been trying to do, that before I open my mouth, even if I get a little angry, before I open my mouth, I try to seek that peaceful place before I speak. Because as we all know, we angry, we will say some things that we may be in our heart at that time, but, we may regret. So that's why I just wanted to testify to, how the Lord spoke to my spirit in regards to things that I'm trying to live right and get to know him more and better. So that is my testimony for tonight, and I thank God for PNN News.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. God bless. That's the leading of the Lord right there. Amen. That is, I'm telling you, that is the leading of the Lord. Glory be to God. Whoever would have thought to say, you know what I'm saying? Seek peace before you speak. That's straight out of God. That's God himself. Amen. Listen, people of God, when we desire to do right, when we desire to please God, amen, glory to God, every petition that we send before God, glory be to God, amen, if we're not regarding iniquity in our hearts, but he see, as the scripture declares, he tries the reins. He knows the very intentions. Glory to God. Not just what come out of our mouth, but he knows, amen, the very intentions of our heart. Amen. Glory to God. And when we mean to do right, when we mean to please God, glory be to God, he'll be right there. He will lead, guide, and direct us, as the scripture declares, unto all truth. Hallelujah. So we bless the Lord tonight. Amen. We bless the Lord for you, Sister Watson. God bless you tonight. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Just continue to walk. Amen. Continue to speak first. Amen. Continue. You, as you even see, amen, Jesus, your petition, amen, God answered it. Glory to God. And listen, amen, it's just but the beginning. Every day is a new beginning. Amen. Glory to God. And there's so much more that's yet to come in your journey. Amen. Glory be to God. So we just encourage you to continue to walk. Amen. We celebrate with you on tonight. Amen. The things that God has done. Amen. Along with the world. Amen. God bless you tonight. God bless you tonight. Amen. Jesus. Glory be to God. Amen. I remember, amen, when I was young in the Lord. Amen, Jesus, and the Lord started speaking, and I started hearing the Lord. That was an exciting thing for me. Listen, and it's still exciting. Hallelujah. Glory to God. When you ask the Lord a question or you put a petition before God and he answers it, that's a big thing. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Even Sister Kathy, amen, Jesus, the prayers and petitions for her granddaughter, amen, in the sea. Amen, the manifestation of what you petition God for. That's a big thing. That's a huge thing. Glory to God. That gives you to know that God hears you. He hears the very utterances of your heart. Glory to God. And not only is he hearing, glory to God, but he's moving on your behalf. Amen. Glory to God. So we bless the Lord. Amen. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God tonight. amen, for what he has done. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Anybody else tonight? Amen. The Lord has done excellent things. Excellent things. Excellent things. Anybody else tonight? Glory be to God. Anybody else? Anybody else tonight? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He has done marvelous, marvelous, marvelous things. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. I could just hear the angels singing. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. Is it excellent things? He has done marvelous. He has done marvelous things. Praise the Lord. He has done marvelous. He has done marvelous things. Praise the Lord. He has done excellent things. Praise the Lord. He has done marvelous things. Praise the Lord. Now, y'all know what? I'm going to leave that alone because I done just chopped it all up. It's all chopped up right there. But you get the gist of it. He's done marvelous things. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Anyone else tonight? Amen. I believe I heard someone else trying to come over. Amen. Someone else trying to come over. Amen. Jesus, who wanted to share. Glory to God, the goodness of the Lord and what he's done in the service tonight. Amen. The service today, rather. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. Anyone else want to just share, amen, what the Lord has done? Amen. I'm excited. I'm excited, people of God. I'm excited for what God is doing. Amen. I'm just excited for what God is doing. You know, we go through situations. Praise the Lord. I hear someone coming over. God bless you tonight, caller. Did I hear someone coming over? Did I hear someone coming over? Amen, 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 amen. Anyone else tonight? Anyone else tonight?
Muted.
Glory to God. Anyone else tonight? Amen. Glory to God. Anyone else? Star six and come on over. Star six and come on over. Amen. For the Lord has done marvelous things. He's done marvelous things. Anyone else want to tell of the goodness of the Lord? You want to tell of the goodness of the Lord? Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. Amen. Anyone else want to tell of his goodness? Glory to God. Anyone else want to tell of his goodness? We don't want to leave anyone out. Don't want to leave anyone out. God has been too good. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, if there's no one else tonight, amen. Glory to God. Again, we just thank God for what he has done on this Pentecost Sunday. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We bless him. We bless him. We thank him. Glory to God for, again, all that he's done. Amen. All that he continues to do. Glory be to God. Amen. Even though there's a lot of, amen, Jesus, glory to God, darkness in the earth. But we thank God tonight that he's yet the light. Amen. He's the flame. He's the ever-burning flame. Amen. Jesus, glory to God, that lighteth upon his servants, his people. Amen. And causes us to be his ministering spirits. Amen. Glory to God. So we thank God tonight. Amen. Thank him for what he's done in this day all over the world. Thank him for the infilling, the indwelling. Glory to God for the first time. Amen. Those that were filled for the first time with his precious Holy Ghost. We thank God for those, amen, Jesus, that have been refueled and recharged, amen, Jesus. Glory to God, amen. Listen, this is why you have to stay around the fire. This is why you have to stay connected to the vine, because we go through situations and we go through circumstances, glory to God, and sometimes things hit us, glory to God, and they hit us hard. They hit us unexpectedly. Glory to God. And sometimes we go through situations, glory be to God, that takes our mind, amen, in places and, amen, the challenge of, glory to God, keeping our mind under subjection, keeping our flesh under subjection, glory to God, amen. We can't do that of our own, glory to God, but we need the Spirit of the Lord. We need the Holy Ghost. Hey, we need the Holy Ghost, glory be to God, to keep the old man down. Ah, glory to God. We need the Holy Ghost, glory to God, to crucify this flesh, glory to God. And I'm telling you, we go day in and we go day out. We go day in, we go day out, people of God. And if we don't find that place, if we don't find that place in him, glory to God, that we can refuel, that we can sit, that we can let the Lord minister to us, that we can let the Lord talk to us, glory to God, that we can let the Lord show us a more excellent way, that we can let the Lord show us a way of escape, amen, because the enemy, glory to God, always has us under surveillance. Don't you fool yourself, glory be to God. And we're always under surveillance by the enemy, always seeking a way, glory to God, that he can trap us, a way that he can bring us down, a way, amen, as the scripture declares, just even the accuser of the brethren, glory to God, your accuser, glory to God, always seeking a way, always seeking something, amen, glory to God, amen, it may not even be your battle, glory to God, but it may be your loved one, glory to God, going through something, and it pulls you in, it pulls you in, it pulls you in, glory to God. And listen, people of God, you got to understand, glory to God, that we are more spirit than we are flesh, to God, and we go through these things in life, we go through these things in life, amen, not thinking how we are affected spiritually, not thinking, glory be to God. Sometimes we get so tired, we get so drained, we get so exhausted, glory be to God. And we're physically exhausted. We know that we're physically exhausted, glory to God. But we don't even think about, amen, how our spirit man is affected. And people of God, listen, we have to receive a refueling of the Holy Ghost. It's just like a car. Amen. If you fill your car up, glory to God, amen. Glory to God, amen. If you drive casually, amen, you're going through life and there's not a whole lot, amen, that you're perhaps dealing with, amen, Jesus, glory to God, amen. Perhaps that full gallon of gas, amen, Jesus, can go a very, very long way. Amen, Jesus. But if you're having to step on the gas and you got situations, amen, Jesus, where you got to ride on two wheels to get to the situation, glory be to God, or you got to hold it in the road, glory to God, amen, Jesus, to keep from toppling over, amen, Jesus, under those kind of extreme conditions, glory be to God, you got to know that your spirit man, amen, is touched. And this is why we have to be refueled. This is why we, glory be to God, have to continually go into the presence of the Lord. This is why, glory to God, anytime there's praise, anytime there's worship, whenever there's prayer, amen, that's going in, people of God, we can't afford, amen, Jesus, to sit on the sidelines. But we got to go all in, glory to God, because, listen, we got to get our cars full. We got to be refueled. We need the Lord to touch us again. We need the Lord to fill us again. Glory be to God. We need, hallelujah, glory be to God. We need, hallelujah, we need him, glory be to God, to do it again for us, amen. Glory to God, we can't be so short-sighted. Glory to God, we can't be so short-sighted. People of God, amen, taking our ease in Zion. Just taking our ease. Glory to God, amen. Nothing may be going on right now. Glory be to God, but we need our tanks full. We need to be on ready.
Glory to God. And how do we do that? In the presence of the Lord. Amen. Jesus, as the scripture declares, amen, drawing from the wells of salvation with joy. Glory to God. And this is, amen, when we come to the joy of the Lord, when we think about what God has done, amen, glory to God, when we think on and when we meditate on and the joy of the Lord begins to move upon us, begin to move within us, people of God, glory to God, it opens the portals of heaven. And as the song says, amen, when praises go up, blessings come down. Glory to God. When praises go up, blessings come down. Glory to God. So this is why we should always be intentional in our praise. Always be intentional in what we do for the Lord. Be intentional, glory to God, of what we do for the Lord. Always, 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 people of God, always, glory to God, always. Glory to God, amen, because, amen, it's not just for you. Glory to God. You may be praising him, glory to God, but your children or your grandchildren or your family members, amen, Jesus, glory to God, can reap the benefits of the praises. God knows how to, he knows how to bless. He knows how to bless, glory to God, but do we know how to praise him? Do we know how to unconditionally praise him? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We have got to be so intentional in everything that we do for the Lord. Amen. Glory be to God, because people of God, amen, the Lord is yet seeking such to feel. Amen. Pentecost is continual. It's continual. He's seeking, glory to God, such to feel. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And we are thanking him tonight. Glory to God. We're thanking him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let your praise be like an umbrella. Let your praise be like a dome. Glory be to God. Be intentional in your praise. Amen. Glory to God. Be intentional. Glory to God in everything that you do, everything that you say, every occasion that you have to go into the presence of the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. Don't let the enemy distract you. Don't let the enemy take your mind elsewhere. Glory to God. Don't let the enemy, glory to God, fool you. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. But we need to savor every minute. Every minute that we're in the presence of the Lord, we need to savor it, people of God. We need to savor that moment. Amen. Glory to God. Because one day, glory to God, our moments will end. Glory to God. But we want to make full use of every minute, every second that we have in the presence of the Lord. Be intentional. Be an intentional, glory to God, saint of the Most High. Be intentional in who you are. Yes, be intentional in what you're doing. Glory to God. Do it from your heart as unto the Lord. Do it, ha, ya, 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 ya. Glory to God. Do it. Glory to God is unto him that you want him to be pleased. You want God to be pleased. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To receive all that you give unto him. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. So we bless him again. We give him thanks. We give him praise. Amen. For all that he's done. For all that he's done. Amen. All over the earth. Amen, Jesus. In this Pentecost season, amen, we bless the Lord. We thank the Lord, amen, for all of our listeners, amen, glory to God, amen. This was a night, amen, of testimony. Glory to God, we were just telling of the goodness of the Lord, amen, Jesus, and telling, amen, about the Pentecostal experience, amen, in our local assemblies, amen. The Lord truly did well, amen, and for this, we are so grateful, amen, Jesus. People of God, listen, I just want to encourage you even the more, amen, to lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up. Ha! Oh, yeah. And the King of glory shall come in. Glory to God. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, and the King of glory shall come in. Amen. Glory be to, who is this King of Glory? Woo! Who is the King of Glory? Hallelujah, the Lord of hosts. Who is this King of Glory? Glory to God. Hallelujah. He's mighty, 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 mighty in battle. Mighty, hallelujah, mighty. Glory be to God. He's mighty. Yay. Woo! Hey, glory to God. Hallelujah. He's mighty, people of God. Hallelujah. He's real. Hallelujah. And he wants to be real, and he wants to show himself real in your life. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. He wants to show himself real in your life. Amen. Glory to God. He wants to show himself real in your life. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. I love, amen, Jesus, what my pastor said today. Glory be to God. And I'm going to say this, amen, and I'm going to leave it, amen. I'm just going to leave it, leave this little thought with you. Amen, Jesus, the man of God, amen. He began to say, amen, Jesus, that we were truly, he was, in essence, he was saying that we will find ourselves truly walking in victory when the what we feel in the presence of the Lord, when we come into the house of God and the Lord moves by his Spirit, or when we're on this line and the Lord moves by his Spirit, we will find ourselves. He began to say that we cannot leave it there. We cannot leave it there in the church. We cannot leave it there. But whatever we find, wherever God moves for us, we need to take that, amen, take it to our home, take it to our jobs, amen. Don't be soon to forget and leave the presence of the Lord at the moment where he moved for you, but be mindful, savor it, take it with you. He moved for you there, glory to God. He's the same God that when you, amen, move about in your home, glory be to God. Invite that same presence in your home. Invite the same presence of God in your job. Invite the same presence of God in your business affairs. Invite that self-same presence of God, glory to God, with you when you commune, when you lie down upon your bed. Invite the self-same presence of God, glory to God, so that you don't leave it. You don't leave the anointing where you felt it at. Walk with it. Talk with it. Learn to savor it. Learn to take it with you. Glory to God. Learn to take it with you out of the presence of where you felt. Hey, woo, glory to God. Learn to take it with you where you go, everywhere you go. Everywhere you go, be mindful of the presence of God and how he dwelt with you. Glory be to God. Take it with you everywhere you go, people of God. And when we really learn to do that, the man of God began to say that we will find ourselves truly walking in victory. Truly, truly walking in victory in every situation, in every circumstance in our lives. Amen. That was powerful. That was powerful. And I just want to, amen, admonish you tonight, amen, of whatever you experience, whatever you experience in your several places of worship, amen, take it with you. Take it with you. Take it with you. Glory to God. You may not get all of it, amen, Jesus, but be mindful of it. With your spirit, amen, embrace it. Embrace what the Lord did. Embrace the move of God on today. And listen, I just want to say, and hence, now and forevermore, I just want to put that into your spirit on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. The man of God did say so much, glory to God. But at the moment, amen, the Lord just, amen, quickened me to share that with you. Glory to God. To share that with you. Amen. Glory to God. And I just want to say it one more time. The experience, amen, of what you felt in your places of worship, amen, in the presence of the Lord, amen, even in your time of being with the Lord, amen. Whatever you experience, glory to God, in that moment, take it with you. Take it with you. Now, this is definitely going to cause for a paradigm shift. It's going to change the way you look at things, change the way you do things. That's going to be a challenge for your mind. It's going to be a challenge for your spirit, but you can do it. Amen? Glory to God. So we just want to leave that with you. We want to leave that with you tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. And admonish you to walk, amen, Jesus, in the presence of the Lord. Walk in the anointing of the Lord and be blessed. Amen. Glory be to God. So tonight we give God thanks. We give God praise for what he's done. We thank him for what he said. Amen, Jesus. He has truly said so much on tonight. Amen. And we just bless him. We thank him. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. And again, I want you to take that nugget. I want you to take that nugget. Amen. And walk with it, as the older folks said. Walk with that. Amen. Let the Lord challenge your mind. Let the Lord challenge your spirit. Listen, you're going to have to settle yourself in order to do that. You're going to have to settle yourself. And I'm telling you, amen, because it has come to me. It's a challenge for me as well. Glory be to God, but it's a challenge worth taking. Amen. And if you put God first, glory to God, he'll show you how to do it. Just like with Sister Watson's testimony, amen, Jesus, put God first. Amen. Let Lord show me how to do this. Amen. And he's going to show you how to do it. Amen. So we bless the Lord tonight. We give God thanks. We give God praise on tonight. Amen. For testimony, we bless him. We thank him. Glory be to God. Amen. We want to admonish you to come
praise
on back
Lord.
Tomorrow night. Praise the
Lord.
Lord.
Praise
the
Lord. I'm so sorry to come
okay.
in late, but I got on late. And
that's
I just,
okay.
I cannot let the night go by without giving my little short testimony. And I
praise
him, appreciate the Lord tonight. I appreciate the Lord for what he's done today, hallelujah, in the Pentecost
yes.
service. Hallelujah, Jesus. We came in, hallelujah, and the Lord began to move in devotional service. He began to just touch different ones, but look like today he was touching the men. And the Holy Ghost come in just like a magnet. You ever seen a magnet? You put it side one and the other click together. Well, that's the way the Holy Ghost
yeah.
did today, and it made
yeah.
it easy for the preacher man. And I just thank you, praise God. My pastor got up and he got up, and I think he was feeling pretty nice himself. But I thank you, praise God, for how the Lord just came and touched lives today. And I sit there and I was just looking. I said, Lord, how great are you? You are so great. It don't even take much. All you got to do is come in with your mind on Jesus. That's what it takes. It's going to take you coming in expecting. If you come in expecting God to move, he will move. And I thank him today, hallelujah, for the touch. I thank him for the Holy Ghost coming in and moving here and there, just like a man. You should have seen the men. The men, some of them were just bobbing down to the knees, some of them jumping up like they were going to touch the ceiling. But I just think and pray, well, how the Lord came, and you got to come expecting. If you don't come looking for nothing, you won't receive nothing. But today was a special day. It was 50 days after Jesus had rose. And I thank God for how he just blessed. Let me tell you, God moved so mightily today, and I'm so happy. I'm happy in the spirit. I was late tonight because of some other reason that don't even have nothing to do with what Jesus did today. But I thank and praise God for what he can do in the service today. And I'm sorry for coming on late, but I just had to tell my little testimony. And y'all just continue to pray for missionary fans.
Amen, amen, amen. I thought I heard you earlier. Amen. Glory be to God. But we thank God today. Amen. We thank him for that move. We thank him for that manifested move on today. Amen, Jesus. Listen, people of God, I'm going to leave this little song with you. It's a song of our ministry. Amen, Jesus. And you can sing it. Amen. It's just a little short song. It says, the Holy Ghost power is moving just like a magnet. Mm-mm. The Holy Ghost power is moving just like a magnet. Mm. It's moving here, moving there, just like the day of Pentecost. The Holy Ghost power is moving just like a magnet. Mm-mm. It's moving, moving here, moving there, just like the day of Pentecost. The Holy Ghost power is moving just like a magnet. Mm-mm. Oh, that's it. Amen. Glory to God. And that's how the Holy Ghost moves. Amen. Just like a magnet. Amen. It's those flames of fire. Amen. That are lighting upon the soul and quickening the spirit. Ha. Ah. Woo. Glory to God. And listen, just like we said earlier, I don't know anybody that can sit close to fire and not move. Amen. So we thank God for the Holy Ghost fire. Amen. Thank him for what he's done. Amen. Glory to God. Down in South Georgia. Amen. In the men. Glory to God. And in the body of Christ. Amen. Man, can you imagine, glory to God, what it was like today? What it was like today? Can you just imagine what it was like today? Amen. Listen, let me just say this. Amen. Glory to God. I was, oh gosh, I don't even know what this was relative to. Amen. I think it was relative to prayer. But someone told, I don't know if I read it or someone told us, it was in some type of testimonial pamphlet or something like that. But it is true that when there is a body of believers that are assembled together, and they all begin to give God praise, or they all begin to give amen, they all begin to pray, that did you know that it can actually be picked up on satellite? Mm-hmm. It can actually be picked up on satellite, and it comes across as a reddish color in the satellite. Mm-hmm. Yes. That's just how powerful. Amen. That's just our power. It's that heat. It's that fervency. It's that heat. Glory be to God. It's the Holy Ghost. It's the Holy Ghost fire. It's the Holy Ghost fire. Amen. Glory be to God. So we give God thanks. Amen. We give God praise. Amen. For the Holy Ghost fire. For moving like a magnet. Amen. We thank him tonight. Amen. We bless him tonight. Amen. And I imagine on the infrared light, glory to God, today I'm telling you that the majority of the, we just believe by faith that the majority of the earth was lit up. I'm talking about lit up. It was red, red, red. Ah, yes, 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 yes. Ha ha. Woo, hiya, glory to God, amen. Glory to God, they were probably looking, amen, Jesus, they were probably looking, amen. Glory to God, wondering what in the world is going on, amen. Glory be to God, and we pray that there's somebody there, amen, a saved scientist, amen, or a saved observer that's able to tell them and able to witness to them, glory be to God, what's going on, amen. Let them know it's Pentecost. The Pentecostal experience. Amen. So we bless God. Amen. We bless the Lord. We thank him again. Amen. Thank God for each and every one of you. Thank you for taking the time to come and be with us. Amen. Here at the Prayer News Network Global. Please, ma'am, please, sir, help us to continue to get the word out, to tell others about the PNN. Amen. Now, listen, people of God, we want you to come on back. Amen. Glory to God. We're going to have a three-night revival. Amen. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. Amen. Prophet Virgil Postel will be with us. Amen, Jesus. We want you to invite someone to come.
invite someone to come, amen. That's tomorrow night through Wednesday night, amen. The prophet will be with us. Glory to God, amen. He will be with us live. Amen, Jesus, we want to tell you, come on in early, amen, because we want to get him up early. Glory to God. We want to get him up early, amen, so that he can have the time needed, amen, to be a blessing and or to minister to the people of God. Amen. Glory to God. So come on in early. Tell somebody, amen, that the prophet will be with us. Glory be to God. Prayerfully, we can get a flyer out and let the people know on social media, amen, Jesus, about his coming. Amen. We're excited for what God is about to do and what he's going to do. Amen. Glory to God here, right here on this PNN. Amen. God bless you tonight. God bless each and every one of you tonight. Thank you again for coming to share. Amen, Jesus. We didn't intend to keep you. Amen, Jesus. But we thank you. Thank you for sharing. Amen. Glory to God. So tonight, don't forget, you can get a copy of the broadcast if you would like. Amen. Glory to God. There are two numbers. The first number is 912-257-3918. Again, that's 912-257-3918. Amen. Also, you can reach us via WhatsApp, and that number is 678-608-7234. Again, reach out to us via WhatsApp. That number is 678-608-7234. Amen. Just drop us a text. Let us know that you would like to have a copy, and we'll certainly endeavor to get that copy to you as soon as possible. Amen. God bless you, people of God. Amen. Jesus, glory be to God. Now with uplifted hands on tonight, Father, we give you thanks. We praise you tonight. We bless you. We bless your name. We thank you tonight, oh God. We thank you for what you've done today. Thank you for what you've done all over the world, all over the world, from nation to nation. We thank you for your move. We thank you for your yoke-breaking anointing. We're thanking you for your power. Glory to God, breaking yokes and setting captives free. Father, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We bless you tonight. Glory to God for breaking every yoke in our lives. We're thanking you tonight. Glory to God. Thank you. Glory, hallelujah, for setting captives free. Father, we bless you. We thank you now. We glorify you, oh God, for what you're about to do in the midst of us. We glorify you, oh God. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory, hallelujah. Glory be to God. We give you the glory. We give you the honor tonight. And we say, Lord, let thy will be done. Let thy will be done in us. Let thy will be done, oh God, as it is in heaven. Let thy will, oh God, cause thy kingdom expression, oh God, to go forth in the earth as never before. And Father, for this, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We're thanking you tonight for every blessing. We're thanking you tonight, God, for every wonder, every miracle, oh God, that you have bestowed upon your people in this hour, in this time. Father, we thank you tonight. We thank you tonight. We thank you for your choice anointing. We thank you for your great love. Oh, Master, we thank you. Thank you for your great love. Thank you for your great power. Father, we ask you now, oh God, we're asking that you will cover us tonight. Cover each and every one of us tonight. Cover us, glory to God. Cover in thy precious name, Jesus. We're asking you to cover our home. Cover everything that concerns us. Everything, oh God, everything that concerns our heart. Cover tonight. Cover in your shed blood. And Father, for this, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory tonight. Now, Father, you promised your beloved sweet sleep. And we're thanking you tonight. Glory to God. We're thanking you for restoring virtue tonight. Glory to God for the many, oh God, that have worked the altar. The many, oh God, that have basked in your presence. Father, we're thanking you tonight for restoring of strength. Thank you for restoration of strength, oh God, in thy precious name, Jesus. Father, we thank you. We bless you.
We honor, we glorify you. Now, Father, we're asking that you would bring us back now at the appointed time. Bring us back, glory to God. Bring us back, hey, God, in thy precious name, Jesus. Father, bless all over the world. Cause there to be a universal divine blessing for your people, we pray, in thy precious name, Jesus. We're thanking you for healing. We're thanking you for deliverance. Father, we're thanking you for restoration. Thank you for setting your people free. Father, for this we give you thanks. For this we give you glory. For this we do give you all honor. Name Jesus. Now, Father, we're asking that you would hide us behind your precious cross. Cover us in your shed blood. We do pray. Father, we do bind the hand of the enemy. Oh, Father, we bind it. We bind it as sons of God. We do bind the hand of the enemy. Satan, the blood of Jesus, the Lord God, rebuke you now in the name of Jesus. The Lord rebuke you. Hey, God, yes, your intentions, glory to God. And we decree on tonight, glory to God, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Father, we give you thanks. Father, we give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory on tonight. We bless your precious name. Father, we're asking you tonight. We're asking you on tonight, oh God. Oh God, Father, we're asking you on tonight to touch your people everywhere. Touch as only you can. And for this we give you thanks. For this we give you praise. We give you honor. We do give you glory. The glory due unto your name and your name alone. In thy precious name, Jesus, we pray. Amen. Bless this line. Bless this people. Bless all over the world. And for this we do thank you. For this we do praise you. In thy precious name, Jesus, glory to God. And every heart say amen, amen, amen. Glory to God. God bless you, people of God. Amen. That does conclude our broadcast on tonight. Amen, Jesus. We look to see you on tomorrow night. Don't forget, amen, for the next 3 nights. Amen. The prophet will be with us. Amen. And we're looking forward to hear what the Lord will say unto us. God bless you, people of God. We look to see you again on tomorrow night. In Jesus' name. Amen.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.